Obstacle Mud Run is coming to you this month on the 28th of March 2026 at the arena in Lusaka. Now be sure to get ready for this. It's the biggest event yet. Vincenzo Mbale features J-Max and Rachel and Leah in Commander GZ.
Power FM in Lusaka, where stars are made and played.
Looking to buy or sell your car or commercial equipment without the hassle? Welcome to Automat 24, Zambia's trusted online marketplace. With Automat 24, every vehicle is inspected, every document verified, and the status fully transparent. Buying or selling has never been safer, easier, or more convenient. Whether you are looking for your dream car or selling commercial equipment, Automat 24 connects buyers and sellers with confidence. Visit automat24.com or call +260 962 782 505 today, because your next vehicle deserves the Automat 24 difference.
Colgate Maximum Cavity Protection gives your family 24-hour cavity defense with 2x daily brushing, because every day your family's teeth face battles you can't see. Colgate Maximum Cavity Protection provides a calcium boost to help keep teeth strong all day long. Colgate, the number one oral care brand in the world. For strong teeth and healthier smiles, visit your nearest store and get yours today.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
The Office of the Auditor General clarifies Grant Thornton's involvement in RDA audit. Former Cabinet Minister urges Zambians to elect quality leaders in the August general election. In international news, Amnesty calls on Ivory Coast to release unjustly arrested election protesters. And in sports, Luanda Mina set to name squad for Botswana Four Nations tournament.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. The Office of the Auditor General has clarified that the appointment of Grant Thornton Management and Chartered Accountants in September 2024 to undertake the audit of the Road Development Agency's financial statements for the period ending 31st December 2024 through to 2026 followed a transparent procurement process. Acting Auditor General Dr. Ron Mwambwa said the process involved competitive bidding in which four other private audit firms also participated, emphasizing that in 2024, Grant Thornton was not the only private audit firm engaged by the office. He added that several other private audit firms were similarly subcontracted to conduct audits of various statutory bodies on behalf of the Office of the Auditor General. Dr. Mwambwa explained that engaging private audit firms in this manner forms part of the office's normal operational practice, particularly where resource or time constraints arise, adding that such the appointment in question should not be regarded as unusual, but rather as part of the routine execution of the office's statutory mandate. The AG's clarification follows a social media post by Patriotic Front member of Central Committee, Ambassador Emmanuel Mwamba, concerning the confirmation of account balances and the engagement of Grant Thornton, a private audit firm, to audit the financial statements of the Road Development Agency, RDA. Former Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Bob Sichinga has urged Zambians to prioritize quality and competent leaders ahead of this year's general elections. Speaking on Power FM's Voice of the People, Mr. Sichinga appealed to the electorates to elect leaders who possess deep understanding of the country's developmental goals, emphasizing the need to scrutinize individuals offering themselves for public office beyond their basic education qualifications, personal attributes, and leadership abilities. The former minister, who is also vice president of the People's Fact Alliance, noted that it is essential for leaders to demonstrate a high level of intellectual capacity and knowledge to effectively guide the nation. Mr. Sichinga further called on electorates to scrutinize campaign promises from people aspiring for leadership.
these who are going to be electing leaders this year, I am making an appeal to the Zambian people. Please, 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 make sure that you elect people who have an understanding. Quality of the leaders, their attributes, their ability to be able to guide the country, to understand both the constitutional, the legal, as well as the issues of that have to do with their personal astute stand, their own understanding, their own knowledge, so that people can, when they are making the choices, they are going to make informed choices.
In a separate development, the Community Action Against Corruption, CAAC, has called on opposition political parties in Zambia to present a detailed anti-corruption blueprint to the public, stating that strong and clear strategies are needed to demonstrate how they would tackle corruption if elected into government. CAAC Executive Officer Brighton Tembo says the future of the fight against corruption in Zambia remains unclear, both because the current government and opposition political parties have not clearly articulated comprehensive and actionable roadmaps for addressing the vice. Mr. Tembo said it has become a common trend for political parties to promise a serious fight against corruption while in opposition, but once they form government, they become entangled in corruption scandals. He noted that political parties often criticize the sitting government for failing to address corruption, yet fail to prioritize the introduction of strong anti-corruption policies and institutional reforms when they assume power. He added that leadership requires preparedness, clarity, and policy direction, and urged opposition political parties to present credible and structured strategies that can prove their commitment to combating corruption beyond political rhetoric.
There are no outlines that they can use to say, oh, these are the strategies that we can use to fight corruption. But they have been talking about corruption fight. When we form government, we can fight corruption. Similarly, even the current regime, it has failed to give clear outlines and blueprints of how it can fight corruption and come up with valid strategies that can help this current corruption fight to move away from the current rhetoric concerning corruption fight to genuine corruption fight. So just as long as we continue like this, no, it's a common trend in Zambia for opposition political parties when they are in opposition to promise to come and fight corruption in a robust way, but once they form government, they end up getting trapped in their own corruption, and instead of fighting corruption as they are, they start now fighting corruption of only those whom they have defeated in order to gain power. So this is the predicament of corruption fight in Zambia.
United Party for National Development, UPND Livingston Youth Chairperson Gerard Kayewana has expressed concern over the continued low youth participation in government empowerment initiatives. Mr. Kuyewana attributed the situation to a lack of attention to informative programs aimed at engaging young people. Speaking in an interview with Power FM Livingston, Mr. Kuyewana said information about opportunities such as loans and empowerment initiatives is available, but most youths prefer entertainment over educational or policy-related content. He said many young people rarely follow news or public affairs programs where important information about government initiatives is shared. Mr. Kuyewana noted that the platforms such as the National Assembly of Zambia broadcasts provide updates on policies and development programs, but few youth take time to follow these discussions. He urged young people to take a greater interest in programs that can help them build their future rather than focusing mainly on entertainment.
Yes, the challenge we have, like I said, that most youth don't pay to informative programs. That's the challenge I have. Not that information is not available, they don't pay attention. Mm-hmm. Ask how many youths would say, and I know, let me tune in and listen to news. Very few, okay? In fact, sometimes they're watching news, this is boring. He goes to watch football. No, my news play. You are a Chelsea supporter following Chelsea, but there are very serious programs being presented. Look, I would ask youths, Parliament TV is always live. How many youths pay attention, sit to say, you will listen to Parliament TV or listen to Parliament Radio? Where policies are announced, where programs are announced, MPs usually ask programs, ask these issues in Parliament. But most of these youths are not paying attention. So that's the challenge that I have. Not that information is not available. Most youths find informative programs as boring.
In international news, Amnesty International is calling on Ivory Coast to release dozens of people arrested during protests linked to October's presidential election.